Hi, I'm Dr. Safaya, a medical doctor who doubles as an email marketing expert. In here, I take you behind the scenes of failed and successful email marketing campaigns. You get to see what these amazing individuals have tried that worked and did work in email marketing. If you've been curious and like me, you want to know what other people out there are really doing in email marketing, then join me as I go behind the scenes. Hi everyone and welcome to today's session. We're going to be looking at what email marketing tool should I use, right? Now, before we go into today's session, I need to know how many of us have ever, and I just need you to raise your hands, have ever tried out 2-3 tools and you were not satisfied because maybe there was a feature you were looking for or there was an option or something you couldn't do. And so you abandoned it, went to the next. And every time you find yourself Googling, oh, what email marketing tool? What's the best email marketing software for this? What's the best email marketing software for coaches? What's the most affordable email marketing software? Can I see your hands? Just go ahead and give me some emojis if you've been there, if you've ever wondered what email marketing tool should I use. I see your hands. That's good. That's amazing. Now, let's see. There are a lot of email marketing tools out there. There are tons of email marketing tools out there. And I'm going to tell you something that is going to surprise you. And it is the fact that even though there are a lot of email marketing tools out there, I have used over 20 plus email marketing tools. Can anybody tell me why they think I have used 20 plus email marketing tools? You can go ahead and raise your hand so I'll call you. Right. So you go ahead and let me know why do you think I've used 20 plus email marketing tools, or you can type it in the chat. 20 is a whole lot. 20 is a whole lot. By 20, we are looking at the ConvertKit Now kit, the SendPulse, the MailerLite, the Salesy, the Sender, the Customer.io, the Brevo, the Klaviyo, the OmniSend. I'm on number 9 already. The Substack. Anybody want to try? Why do you think I've used over 20? Let me see if there's anything in the chat. You guys are pretty quiet today. Why do you think I have used functionality, cost, client needs to find the one that fits specific industry better or just to test? These are some of the reasons why we actually try out different platforms. Functionality, very important. The cost, the client's needs, being able to find one that fits specific industries or to test. Anybody have any other opinion on why you think that we've probably used like 20 plus? And the plus is because it's uncounted, right? Anybody else want to try? Why do you think we've used 20 plus? 20 plus is a whole lot of tools, a whole lot of email marketing tools right there. Let me see what it is you are saying. All right. So I'll let you know, right? And let me share my story and why I've used 20 plus email marketing tools in the first place. Of course, it's general knowledge that I'm an email marketer. So part of it comes with the territory. But before I started, you know, officially answering email marketer, right? When I was doing my faith-based newsletter, running my cake-based business, and I started trying out email marketing, I started wanting to send out emails, send out newsletters. And so in doing that, I was like, oh, what tool will I use? And of course, the first thing would be to go to Google and search and be like, oh, what are the best tools? What are the ones that have a free plan? Anybody here search Google and specifically ask for the ones with a free plan? Don't worry, just give me a wiper. Just go ahead and wave. Let's see ourselves in the chat. Yeah, just give me a thumbs up, a wave, a laughing emoji, let's know ourselves, right? So I went to Google and it's like, oh, what are the best email marketing platforms? I see your thumbs up, thank you. And it's like, what are the free ones, the ones with a free plan? Because I mean, we're not ready to commit. And on the other hand, it's like, okay, you're starting at this level. And at this point, you're not ready to go to like a paying platform yet. Because I mean, how would you get the return on investment? Okay. And so I searched, and a lot of options came in. And the first thing I'll usually do is check the pricing page. So when I check the pricing page, if I couldn't understand it, I would go ahead and sign up and begin to explore the platform. With some of them in the pricing pages, I'm like, okay, what I'm looking for, what I'm looking for. Let me see how it looks. I'll go ahead and sign up and create an account. But it wasn't just that I created an account. I actually used this platform. So in the initial time, I was using MailChimp. After a while, I moved my list to ConvertKit. There was a time I moved it to Salesy. I moved a section to SendPulse. And I just kept moving my list because each time I will find a platform and I will find features in that platform that I really loved, and there may be features that were missing. And sometimes when I will find a platform that had both features that I loved and features that weren't missing, maybe the price may be too much. So maybe I could have like free subscribers up to 500 people. After that, I will have to pay, and I wasn't ready to pay yet. And so I kept on exploring different email marketing tools. Now, some of the tools I've explored also came with the territory, right? So in terms of working with a particular client, their industry, I would use specific tools based on industry. Do you understand? But aside those particular ones, the rest of the tools came from the fact that I kept trying out different tools to see what features, to see what the UI was, to see what I would get in the free plan, to see, oh, they said they can do this. Let me test it out. Okay, let me even see the kind of automations they have. And I personally am big on automations. After I experienced certain platforms whose names I will withhold for now, right, I would, look into high level automations because I'm like, oh, I need to be able to do this kind of thing. Do you understand? So let me know in the chat, what email marketing platforms have you checked out, or what email marketing platforms do you know? And then what did you like about those platforms? I'm going to be checking the chat to see the answers that are coming in, because this was how I ended up using 20 plus. You can see it's no very spectacular story, just the fact that I was searching for something, I couldn't find it. And so I kept moving from one point to the other to be able to get what I want. And if you ask me about all these platforms, I could pr probably tell you something that I liked about each and every one of them, and maybe something that I didn't like. Do you guys want to try? So first of all, let me know, what email marketing platforms have you checked out? What email marketing platforms have you searched in the past? Go ahead and let me know in the chat. I'm going to be calling on some people to, speak and let me know, because I know that you guys have checked it out, if not for anything. So let's see. Goodness mercy, what email marketing platforms have you tried out?
Okay, I've tried out Email Octopus, Kit, MailChimp. I think those are the three I can remember that I've checked out.
Okay, that's great. And then which one did you particularly find interesting that you loved, that had like the features that you wanted to use, or that met your need for where it was that you were at that point in time?
Okay, for me, it was an Email Octopus.
What did you like about them?
I love that the free subscribers is up to 2,500, and the platform is very easy to navigate and understand.
Okay, and I agree. And there are some other platforms that have free subscribers up to 2,500. Sender is another one that has free subscribers up to 2,500. But Email Octopus is pretty easy and simple. But while she's giving you things that she liked, I can tell you one thing that I did not like about that particular platform. Does anybody want me to share? All right, so I see you saying yes. So I'll tell you. If you go to my website under tools I recommend, you'll see Email Octopus there, because I totally loved it. It's the fact that it's pretty simple and easy. Anybody can get on it and start using it. The one thing I did not like was the fact that with the automations, I could only do three, so five steps on the free plan. What that means is subscriber signs up, receives email one, step one, waits for 24 hours, step two. Receives email two, step three. So wait for 24 hours, receives email three, five steps, right? And then that was it for the free plan. And I'm like, what am I doing with three 3-step immune sequences, but then I had to adapt when I used it before I started paying for it back when I was using it. That was back then because they've upgraded. I didn't like the fact that I couldn't set automations like my birthday automation. It's one of my favorite automations to send. I do it just for celebration and customer loyalty. The fact that people feel special that, oh, I sent them a happy birthday email. Do you understand? And so I couldn't send it. And I had to reach out to their product team and sent an email saying, I can't count how many emails I sent them saying, list of features that I'm requesting for, and I'll make a list. I do things like that. I'll email the platform. So when they send me newsletters, I reply there with like list of features that I'm requesting for. And so I sent them. And before I migrated from the platform, I know that they added in that birthday. So ability to create automations based on dates. And I feel like it's super useful because it can be used for anniversaries, milestones. But you can see that that's just one particular platform. So let me see what other platforms have you guys tried. Let me know in the chat before I tell you, you know, more about choosing and what email marketing tool you should use. So I see Hope saying, I've tried using Zoho Campaign. I've tried that too. I didn't particularly have a great experience. And I'm not here to bash any tool or bring down any tool. Do you understand? I'm here to share my experience and then, of course, tell you what I recommend and give you my expert opinion, okay? So I've tried Zoho Campaign. I explored HubSpot at some point. I didn't really use it. MailChimp, definitely. There was a period where we used to look down on MailChimp, and then they did this upgrade, and I'm like, look at the analytics. Like, it's so powerful. MailerLite, still learning on ConvertKit, now Kit and SendPulse. Priya says MailChimp, Kit, MailerLite, Substack. I use Substack. I have something that I do with Substack. Any other person want to share what they've used in the past? Any other person? I see from Hope. I see from Priya. Let's get more people. Let's get more people. Fumilayo, have you tried out anything in the past? Oh, Mrs. Enos, use Systeme. Definitely. I've tried out Systeme.io. I think what I particularly loved about Systeme.io is the fact that it has an all-in-one system. You can do your funnels. You could do your email marketing. You could do your course hosting and membership. What I did not like is that the email creation dashboard is quite basic. So there are some kind of things I want to add to my email that I can't add. And I'm like, how can you have this level of high-powered features and be giving me such basic email and basic email editor dashboard? So that was one thing I did not like, because at a point I was like, why don't I just move to Systeme? It was also affordable considering all the things you could get. And then the fact that it's an all-in-one tool, I particularly love all-in-one tools, a tool that can do many things for me at once. I think maybe that's why like, I'm a big Google person. Do you understand? But so, yes, there's also Systeme, right? So let's see. Coxon has also used Systeme. Any other person who has used any other tool? Oh, Fumi says ActiveCampaign, Flowdesk, Klaviyo, MailChimp, Keep. ActiveCampaign, Klaviyo, Keep, very high-level stuff right there. Flowdesk, big on aesthetics. There was a time I didn't really used to like them, but they've made, you know, some improvements. Oh, and Go High Level. That's good. That's good. I think Go High Level is something that I haven't used. However, I never bother about tools I haven't used now, because I've used so many that anytime I open a new one, it's like a variation of what I've seen before. So do we all agree that there are so many email marketing tools? Do we agree? You can give me a yes, you can give me a thumbs up if you agree that there are so many email marketing tools. Now, let me ask you all, right? We agree that there are so many email marketing tools, but what is one thing that you have always looked for in an email marketing tool? So what's one thing you're looking for an email marketing tool? What's the one thing that you want from that tool? So let me hear from some of us, right? Let me know, what's the one thing that you want from your email marketing tool? It's not enough that there are so many of them out there. I mean, we've mentioned over 10 on this particular call, if not 20. But when you're looking for your tool, what's the one thing that you want from it? Go ahead and let me know. The one thing you want from an email marketing tool, what do you want? What do you want? Let's see. Let's see. Anybody want to unmute their mic and speak? What's the one thing you want? Free basis that has several automations. Okay. So you want a free plan that has several automations. I see. Oh, Fumi says simplicity and affordability. Got it. So let me know, what's the one thing you want from your email marketing tool? Go ahead and drop it in the chat, or you can unmute your mic and speak. When I'm looking for an email marketing tool, I don't really bother about simplicity anymore because I've gotten to use both the technical and non-technical, but I'm very particular about automations and integrations. I want to be able to do things at a high level. I don't want to feel limited because I wanted to do this and it doesn't have an option. For example, there are some platforms I just like, if not for anything, for the fact that they have inbuilt countdown timers. So I don't have to go and create a code outside and come and insert. It already has an inbuilt countdown timer. Some platforms I love because the analytics is just superb. Not only does it give me opens and clicks, it gives me click-through rates, it gives me sales per email, it gives me the bounces, it gives, you know, it just gives you a lot of things. All right, someone says free automations and easy to use. And another person says automations, good analytics, reasonable price for the features offered, no unreasonable limits. Eyes MailChimp. Oh, you're giving MailChimp a side eye. Well, you see, I had to come to terms with the fact that all these tools are in the business of making money. You guys are laughing, yeah? Well, this person is giving MailChimp a side eye. But all these tools are in the business of making money. And so they will create their different subscription plans in a way that it will be beneficial, or in a way they think is beneficial to both them as a business and the customer. So as much as maybe you might like one more than the other, you might feel like this one is pricey, at the end of the day, you would choose what works for you. Which now brings me to my next point, which is a myth about email marketing tools that I want to bust, right? And it's simple. There's no best email marketing tool. Because if you say, what's the best email marketing tool? I can list like 10 tools that are the best email marketing tool. But do you know what the best of email marketing tool there is? There's the best one for you, for where it is that you are at that time. And over time, it can change. Your needs can change. Your business can change. What you're doing can change. And at that time, the best tool for you would also change. Do you understand? If you agree with me, can I see a thumbs up? If you agree with me, can I see a thumbs up? So while you keep searching for the best email marketing tools, it's about time you stopped and said, what is the best email marketing tool for me? Which is how we're going to move into my key decision makers when it comes to choosing an email marketing tool. I'll tell you this for free. It's good to hear recommendations. It's good to hear from other people's experiences. It's good to know what other people are using. But if you look at the market and what other people are using, everybody seems to be using, ConvertKit, NowKit, Flowdex, Klaviyo, right? MailChimp. And those are like the names you just seem to see thrown all over social media. What are the three top tools that you hear very often? Don't worry, just give me very quickly in the chat. Let me hear from you. Three tools that you hear their name ever so often, that if you think email marketing tools, those are the tools that will come to your mind first. Go ahead and let me know. I want to hear from Fumi. I want to hear from Hope. I want to hear from Eguno. I see Anita here. I see Amazing. So go ahead and let me know, what are tools? So if they ask you the most popular email marketing tools, what are the tools that come to your mind first? Amazing, do you want to go ahead and let me know? All right, someone said Kit never misses the mark. You can say that again. Everybody on Threads seems to be using Kit. Everybody on LinkedIn seems to be using Kit. Anita says MailChimp, ConvertKit, Klaviyo. Every e-commerce brand seems to be using Klaviyo. Would you know that this popular Klaviyo that we've heard so much of, that one of the biggest e-commerce email marketers who was a strong, you know, Klaviyo advocate, then moved from that particular platform to another one, which is OmniSend, and then started talking about it. But everybody seems to be using Klaviyo. And then some of these people up there have said, oh, it's too expensive for me. and moving platforms. So can you see that? So that's why I said that the best email marketing tool is the one that is best for where it is for you. And if you follow the market, if you follow what you hear, you'll feel like all there is the Klaviyo, the MailChimp, the Kit, the Flowdex, right? And these are the things that are all there is to email marketing. But if you dig deeper, you'll see that there are a lot of tools, not as popular, but quite as good. Maybe not all the same features, obviously, because everybody has their unique selling proposition, but they will serve you and serve you well. So if you're ready to discover those tools, if you're ready to go ahead and see how I make my decision about what email marketing tools to use, go ahead and give me a yes in the chat, because I'm going to be taking you through it step by step. So let's dive right into it. So good. Anita says, yes. Priya says, ready. This is why it is that you're listening and you joined in today's session. Now, the first thing I want to ask myself, which is a key determining factor that a lot of people seem to ignore, is industry. Have you noticed that if you have an email marketing expert and an email marketing expert, let's say for baking brands, if you run a cake shop, which of them would you want to reach out to first? The email marketing expert or the email marketing expert for cake businesses? Let me know in the chat. A or B? A, email marketing expert. B, email marketing expert for cake businesses. Which of these people? Okay, I see your answers already. B, you're going to want to reach out to the one that specializes. This is why when you're looking at email marketing tools, the first thing you want to ask yourself is, what industry am I? And I simply classify your industries into four, right? The online business owners, which a lot of you are here. So you're going to tell me your industry once we are done. Now, when I say online business owners, I'm talking the coaches, the consultants, the service providers, the solopreneurs, right? Your online business owners. Now, the next thing we're looking at is the e-commerce brands. And I classify you as e-commerce, right? If you have products that you sell via your website, you most likely have to deliver it to people and all of that. So you're most likely in the physical product business, right? So we're looking at the fashion, the skincare, the drugs, the supplements. It could be fitness, health, all of those things. But the fitness brand is not a coaching brand. It's e-commerce because it's selling fitness gear, fitness wares. You buy on your website, it's delivered to you. But now you know that some coaches do sell on their websites. Would I necessarily classify them as e-commerce? No, because with the e-commerce people, they need to send you shipping details. You notice that the platform built for them need to connect with like their Shopify, their WooCommerce, send you shipping details, send you all of those post-purchase, you know, yada, yada and stuff. Okay, so when I say e-commerce, those are the kind of brands that I'm talking about. Now, we also have the SaaS brand, Software as a Service. Software as a Service comes in so many different forms. Can we name some SaaS brands that we know? Can we name some SaaS brands that we know? I'm sure you know the Paystack, the Piggyvest, the Mainstack. We also know the Buffer, what are the SaaS brands that you know? There are so many of them. They offer software as a service. YouVersion Bible app is SaaS. It's software as a service. The service is giving you is for you to be able to do Bible plans and all of that on their app, right? So, oh yes, Canva, very popular one right there, Canva. And we all know that Canva does email marketing, yeah? They send you emails, they keep you updated and so on and so forth. So when I say software as a service, that's it. And then the last one I like to look at is brick and mortar. So brick and mortar is not necessarily e-commerce, but I'm talking about brands that have like physical, you know, they're like physical shops, local businesses, right? And they're not in e-commerce. So for example, it could be a photographer, it could be a restaurant. I remember wanting to planning out email sequences for this was a hotel, right? It could be a hotel, it could be a plumber who is tech savvy, right, and has that kind of audience. It could be a local food shop who may not necessarily have a software, because if they are local food shop and they have a software like an app, For example, you have your what's your popular food ordering app, you have your child deck and stuff like that. Those ones will now be food tech, right? So they will now go under software as a service, because the way they deliver their services and all and sell will be through that software. So we won't count them as brick and mortar again. Do you understand? So a hairdresser who has online tutorials will now come under online business owners. You can even still count them, because now she's coming in to do coaching. She's not coming in to sell like the hairdressing service. Do you understand? So online business owner. Now, if she's doing both, you can still put her as brick and mortar, but a lot of what applies to the online business owner will also apply to her. So I see your questions that are coming in. So you can go ahead and ask as we proceed, right? But if hairdresser can fall in, who has online tutorials, coaching, will fall under online businesses, right? Now, if she's also like using email marketing for her hairdressing service where you come to her shop, then we can bring her to brick and mortar. She can traverse those two categories, but you only pick out one when you're choosing, right? The one that most applies. Now, that's the first thing you have to consider. You're welcome. The second thing you want to consider is, where do you want to start? Is it free? Is it paid? How many of you all want to start free? I mean, I know that when I started, I wanted to start free, but today I pay for my email marketing. I pay for the tools I use. You know, a lot of softwares have free plans to encourage you, but as you move, as you grow, you're going to have to automatically move to the paid plan, because growth is what leads to that payment. You can't get everything free forever. Don't you agree? Right? So you look at it, free or paid. That's the next thing you want to consider. Now, guess who can guess what the next point I'm going to mention is? Anybody want to guess? Let me call somebody. Very random. Anita, can you guess what the next point I want to mention would be? So we've looked at industry, we've looked at your budget, which is free or paid. Does anybody want to tell me what the next point will be? If Anita is not here, Timothy, do you want to let us know what you think the next point? All right, someone says automation. That's pretty interesting, but no, that's not the next one. It will come in down the line, but that's not the next one. Who else wants to try? Paid but relevant. Interesting. No, that's not the next thing we want to look at. Priya, do you want to try? Interface is good, but that's not where we are going. Someone says frequency. Okay, so you guys are guessing. Let me tell you what it is. The next thing you want to do, which is a major determinant, remember I said that these are key decision makers, would be your list size. If you already have 1,000 subscribers, for a lot of softwares, it already scraps you off the free plan. For those that extend up to 2,500, you can still be on their free plan, right? But with some softwares, the free plan ends at 300, 500. So you have 1,000 subscribers, you're looking for a platform, plus the other things you'll consider. You may not be on the free plan anymore because your subscriber size is already huge. Now, if you're starting from scratch, like I had a client who was starting from scratch, and let me tell you how we did this for her. So she's a coach. She teaches OSCE, right, for healthcare workers in a particular subsection or department. She teaches how to pass the OSCE exam. Now, when we were looking at it, we're like, oh, she's starting from scratch. She didn't have up to 100 subscribers, which was fine. She also wanted to be able to do certain kinds of powerful automations, which was also still good, right? Next up, she wanted a plan that would allow her staff for free, but something that she could easily pay when you move to the paid plan. So when you check the paid plan, you also want to look at how it's escalating. Do you understand? So if the paid plan, the first one is, you look at the pricing, you start with, let's say, free up to 500. After that, it's $29, $32, $35 for 2,500 people. Is that something you can sustain? So when we look at the free versus paid, these are some things that we also look at, because I like to tell people, is that something you can sustain? So you don't go start and, you know, you start what you cannot finish. It's very important you look at it, which is why the pricing page is important. Then your list size, because with your list size, it will let you know which pricing option you're even looking at, if you can sustain it, and then if you want to change and consider other platforms. Do you understand? right? So the next thing you're going to be checking after that is, what do you need the most? This is where our interface and automations and all of those keep coming in. Remember, I said there's the best platform for you. The best platform for you may not necessarily have every single thing you want, but you know your non-negotiables and your negotiables. When I say it may not have every single thing you want, is the fact that, for example, some of us want affordable and automations. Now, if you're looking for high-level automations, you may not find it on the affordable level that you're looking at. So within your budget level, you may not be able to get that high-level automation. Do you understand? Or maybe you get the high-level automation, you get the budget, but you don't get the kind of aesthetics that you want, or the platform might not be as simple as you would like it to be. Do we understand? If you're with me so far, can I get a thumbs up? I need to know that everybody is following as we look at email marketing tool to use and how to decide. And so the next thing you want to look at would be, what do you want the most? And I've gone down to break this into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 major things that people usually want. I've already asked you in the chat what you want the most. Some of you gave a combination of 3 things. But when they say, what do you need the most, to pick one, let me give you the options. Simple and easy to use, powerful automations, aesthetics, custom build for newsletters, powerful analytics. Some of you are not doing email marketing. What you want to do is build a newsletter brand. So when I say newsletter, for example, I don't know how many of you know Growth in Reverse by Chanel. And what she does is each week she sends one email with a deep dive and so on. So some of you have that plan. The newsletter, it has a name, it has a frequency, it has the same format for every single email. Those are newsletters. When I say same format, I'm not talking about the design. I'm talking about the fact that there's somebody who sends the stupid email every Friday. And the stupid email that this person sends every Friday, I'm going to tell you what the content of that particular email is that goes out every, I think it's Friday. So let me just do like random. So it will usually have something like maybe one image, one quote, just like this person has the 3-2-1 email, James Clear. So James Clear has a 3-2-1 email. That's a newsletter right there, right? So the 3-2-1. And the frequency of how he sends it, I think is weekly as well. So what he has is, he says 3-2-1 Thursday by James Clear. So he sends it every Thursday. And what he has in it, he will give you 3 ideas, 2 quotes, and 1 question to consider this week. Every 3-2-1 email follows this particular style. So when I'm saying newsletter, this is what I mean, is the fact that it is set in stone, it's the same format. I'm not talking design, I'm talking about the outline of what you get. I know someone that sends the 9 things email, right? Each email, she'll give you a list of 9 things, and that is it. That is it. Do you understand? So we need to know what it is you're doing. So are you trying to do a newsletter? So you're looking for a platform that is custom built for newsletter. I think the stupid email, the S is like a swipe. So you get a swipe, right? And then the other things are like, you know, other things that are there. I'll just see if I find it, I'll let you people know. But till then, let's move ahead. So I'm giving you options now, right? I'm giving you options. So let's look at it. So we have 1, 2, 3 that I have mentioned, right? And then number 4, which is custom views for newsletters. Number 5, powerful analytics. Out of all of these, let me take it again. 1, simple and easy to use. 2, powerful automations. 3, aesthetics. 4, custom view for newsletters. 5, powerful analytics. The other one was powerful automation. This one is powerful analytics. Which one do you need the most? Which means that you need to give me just one answer. So which one do you need the most? Okay, I see it coming in. So powerful analytics, that's what you need the most. Powerful analytics. Okay, that came in 2 times. Powerful automations. Okay. Come on, let me know. Powerful automations, analytics. No, I didn't give list size as an option. So powerful automations, powerful automations, powerful analytics, analytics. Okay, okay. So that is what you want the most. And so when you're making your key decision, that's what you will consider. And yes, I found the stupid email. So it's by Neville Medora. And what the email has is, all right, sorry, I think I made a mistake. It's not a stupid email. So he's not the one that sends that. The stupid email used to be swipe, thoughts, uplifting, picture, interesting, and drawing. I think he used to send it before, but now he has changed it. So he will send you one swipe, right? Copy, you can swipe. He will send you one thought. He will send you something that is uplifting, a picture, something interesting, and a drawing. All these will be in the email, and each email will follow this particular format. Do you understand? So the picture can be like from an ad or a screenshot of something. So you can just imagine, this is the newsletter that this person does. Now it has been changed to the swipes, which is swipe, wisdom, interesting, picture, essay, and splodge. So you can see that he has modified it a bit. So with swipe for this email that he did, right? But with swipe for this particular email, if you want to see what it looks like, just Google his name and his newsletter, and you'll be able to see what it is that I'm talking about. Yeah. So he has swipe, wisdom, interesting, picture, essay, splodge. And so for swipe, he gave the IDA formula and linked to a video and then gave a breakdown of what it is. For wisdom, he shared something from Jason Cohen that he said, right, which is send an investor update every month, even if it's to an informal board of advisors. Then for interesting, something interesting he saw on the internet, he added a screenshot. For picture, he referred to a book and then added a screenshot of it, something he was reading. Essay, he gave, again, he always adds images to everything, right? So he says, oh, these people's new look. And then he compares old versus new, right? And then gives like a bit of a breakdown on it. And then finally for splodge, he said, question, have you ever used swipefile.com for anything, right? And then he plugs in swipefile.com. And that's it. Then at the end, he says, P.S., check out some wins from the Copywriting Club members. And then he goes in to just put the testimonial in there. He goes in to also say what they do weekly. We also do weekly live reviews, and he puts some clips. And he links everything to the course. So can you see how he's giving a lot of information at the same time he's selling using the newsletter style, right? So I wanted you to have an idea of what the newsletter is about. So someone else says powerful automation. So you see, you need to choose what is that one thing that you want the most. Now let's move to the next key decision maker that you need to look at, which is what's your vibe. That's how I keep it. What's your vibe? Are you looking for keep it simple? I know we've said simple and easy to use, but now what is your vibe? So are we looking for keep it simple or high level tech? What are you looking for? Let me know in the chat. What's your vibe? And then finally, you want to know where it is that you are and what it is that you want to be able to achieve, right? So you, who you are and your goals, that will determine what it is you will choose in an email marketing tool. Now, I've created a quiz. I've created V1 of a quiz to help you get recommendations that you can use to help you get recommendations based on your answers, custom recommendations, to ensure that you are able to get the right tool. And we are still in the first iteration of this quiz, which means that it's only going to get better. But does anybody want to try it out? Based on these same questions I gave you, when you try it out, what I need you to tell me is not the suggestions that are given to you in the answer, but the category you are put under, and I will be able to recommend tools for you, even without seeing your responses. Who wants to try? Let me see. And for those who will be listening to this, the link to the quiz will be in the show notes. Yeah. So someone says they want to try. That's good. That's good. So let's get to the practical stuff, because it's not enough that I can tell you this is a manual method. You go ahead, you use all these steps, you'll be able to find, you know, what it is that you're looking for. But what if there was a tool to make it easier for you? Would you be able to get even better answers? Like I said, this is the V1, And with the V1, I just need you to give me your final answer in terms of the category. Don't tell me the recommendations. Based on the category you're giving, I'll tell you recommendations. As at when we are recording this, I'm still updating those recommendations, after which we'll put a final report so that when you finish taking this quiz, you're going to get the recommendations and then a full report with everything you need to know based on those recommendations. So you have the tools narrowed down to like 3 that you can use instead of like 5, and then you check it out and choose the best one. It will also include my expert opinion and my experience with each tool, and we'll continue to update it over time because the industry is ever changing, updates are being made, so that you always have the right information at the right time to make the right decision. You have the next 5 minutes. This quiz will only take you 1 minute to fill out, actually, right? So go ahead and fill it. I'm giving you 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Go ahead and fill it out. And then don't tell me the recommendation. Just tell me the category you were put under. Who's filling? Who's filling? Go ahead. Let's see your answers. Once you have the category, put it in the chat. Are you done? 1 minute to go. If you're done, comment done. All right. Goodness mercy. So let me know you were put under.
Perfect for small lists, simple, affordable tools, ideal for beginners and small businesses with under 500 subscribers.
That's fine. So what you're supposed to see, for those who didn't get to see it, is that at the end of it, you're going to get a recommendation based on where it is that you are. You'll see 3 recommendations. You'll also see a match score. Did you see a match score? So a score saying, this is the one you fit most based on percentages.
Yes.
So based on percentages, which one is the one that you got the highest percentage in?
Perfect for small lists now. Number one.
All right. All right. So that's where it is that we are, right? So now, like I said, I don't want you to use the recommendations there. Based on what it is they have said, I want to give you recommendations here on the call, okay? So for those who don't know what the final page will look like, let me show you, right? This is what it will look like. Remember that we are doing, this is version 1 and we're still working on it, but it will get to the point where it's perfect for all of you. So we have 3 categories of answers, and the goal of this is to make it easy for you. And based on your answer, you would be matched to a particular assessment. And then under it, you will see a list of platforms that you can use. And then you will also see a link to get a full report. Do you understand? So that's what it is we're going to be doing and looking at. So that full report is what will have everything you need to know about the softwares. And it will give you your top 3 recommendations. Okay. How many of us are excited for when the final version of this is live? How many of us? Does it make it easy for you? Does it make it easy for you? Timothy is giving me a thumbs up. All right, so let's look at it. Now, let me start with Mrs. Enoy. So he said yours was perfect for small lists, right?
Yes. I do have a question. I see ConvertKit in this, you know, the first one. For automation, is it free? Is it really that free?
Good. Now, this is the thing that I want to talk. Let me now tell you something important. You see, with softwares, even though we have softwares that are industry specific, we also have softwares that cut across different industries and cut across different categories. What that means is, if you're using ConvertKit and say you're using their newsletter plan, it is free up to 10,000 subscribers, and you can set up one automation with unlimited number of emails. So you have that one automation with as many emails in it as you want, and then you can get up to 10,000 subscribers before you start paying. But if you're not using their newsletter plan, and maybe you're using the creator or the other plan, then automations are not available on the free plan, and you can only use it free up to, I think, 500 or 1,000 subscribers. Do you understand? So you can say that one tool, depending on how you use it, it can fall into different categories. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
All right. So now if we're looking at perfect for small list, right? And your list size is under 500, from what I understand from this, and you want tools that are simple and easy to use. I believe you also want automation. I think that was one of the answers that you gave, right?
Yes.
So if I'm to recommend for you, right, and you want to start with the free plan, I'll give you two recommendations. One, I'm giving you that recommendation based on the fact that it offers powerful automations, which you can start using on the free plan. It gives you free subscribers up to about 500 people. And then the pricing is affordable. Bonus that you can pay in your local currency, right? So that's one. The second one is easy to use. Automations not as high level as this first one that I want to recommend, but anybody can pick it and start up with it. And then the third one gives you up to 1,000 people. So remember I said you get three recommendations, up to 1,000 people, allows you to start your automations easy to use. You don't get to pay your local currency though, but it's quite intuitive. So number one recommendation for you would be SendPulse. Number two would be Email Octopus. And number three would be MailerLite. Have you tried out any of them before?
Yes, I'm currently using SendPulse.
Okay, so that would be what I will recommend for you based on the category. And it's easy to scale as you go higher. So which means as you grow your list and you need to start paying, it's an easier payment model than some of the other ones out there.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So who else wants to get a recommendation? Just raise up your hand if you want to get a recommendation. All right, so Treasure wants to get a recommendation. Treasure, okay, go ahead and unmute.
Okay, good evening.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, so.
Just tell me your category.
Okay, from my own end, I can see perfect for small lists.
Okay, so that's good. So let me ask you, what industry are you currently in?
I'm currently in marketing.
Okay, good. So you're offering coaching and services alone?
Coaching services, then content creation support and strategy.
Okay. So do you want to send regular emails or you want to do a newsletter style?
I would prefer a newsletter style.
Do you already have one in existence or like planned that you haven't executed yet?
No, I don't. I'm starting afresh.
All right. What platforms have you considered in the past?
Okay, I've considered Substack. I've considered Brevo as well, just those two.
All right. So here's what I'll recommend for you based on the newsletter style and the fact that you're starting afresh, right? So if you're doing the newsletter style, right, I would have said Substack as number one, but I'll tell you why it's not number one.
Okay.
So for newsletter style, number one for you would be ConvertKit. Now, Kit, you sign up for their newsletter plan, right? And here's why. Currently, you can set up automations, a series of emails with Substack. You can set up one welcome email, but you can set up a series of emails. Do you understand? With the plan on kits, you can actually set up like 5 emails or more. So if you want to do like a welcome sequence before they start receiving your newsletter, it's fine. Kits also allows you to tap into their creator network, right? Which is where people can recommend and you can recommend other people. Now, the next one I'll give you, recommendation number two, would be Substack. And the reason I say Substack is because it has its own ecosystem of its own. And besides the automation thing, which I think is like the major negative, is the fact that it can also match some of the features of Kit. It has its own inbuilt referral system. You can do a free or paid newsletter. You can do some content behind a paywall and others not. You can also use it to do like a podcast style if you choose. You have community. So imagine Threads/Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Plus Instagram Live, plus email marketing, plus podcasts, plus Instagram broadcast channels in one. That's what Substack is like. So with Substack, your newsletter can have a chat that's like your Instagram broadcast, where people can actually like have conversations if you nurture it. Yeah. Then it has its own community that's like Threads, where you can reshare, quote, comment. Do you understand? Then you can also send DMs to people. So you can actually meet people there, collaborate, have conversations. Then if you want to connect it to like your podcast or have your podcast on Substack, you can do that. It gives you the option to add like audio. So you want to record like an audio within Substack and add it to the newsletter, you can do that. So you can see that the variety is there. In terms of like design and templates, Kit definitely wins in that particular aspect because you can really customize your newsletter and all of that. But with Substack, you don't have that much. But in terms of features, you see that it has more. And then it has a free forever plan. If you want to have 25,000 subscribers, it's fine. And then when you move to like the paid, so when you start doing like paid subscriptions, then a percentage of your subscriptions will go to them. So that's my recommendation for you, top two.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Do you have any questions maybe?
No, I don't. I'm just so interested in researching more about Substack. The features you just listed out, I was not even aware that all of these features were on that platform.
So. You're welcome. That's why with the quiz, we are not just going to stop at giving you like your assessment results, which would just be like a tip of the iceberg, but we are going to attach a report. So the report will have things like what I just said now, expert opinion added to it, top recommendations. So the goal is to help you narrow down the choices and know why it is you're really choosing this one based on your needs, not just random. So you don't end up trying out 20 plus platforms to find the right one. So I think I still want to take one more person before we enter questions. So who wants to go? One more person, and then we'll go into Q&A.
Can I go?
Please go ahead.
So basically, I'm looking at an online services business owner because I do web design and AI. So I'm looking at setting up a newsletter that just does about latest trends and how people also can grow their business online. So I have a mid-size email list, still less than 500, but I'm looking at growing it over time, and then ensuring that it's also a simple list. And also, if possible, I can have advanced integration, more or less like analytics, so I can really know where my audience are coming from and where I can direct them to.
All right. So you mentioned you want to have a newsletter style, very key. And you said something that will make me give you similar suggestion to what I gave Treasure, but I'm going to add in some extra clauses because that analytics is very important. Now, let me ask you, what's the name of your newsletter? You mentioned you want to do something on AI.
Yeah, so my name that came up top of me is Cutting Edge, something like that. Something like that. Cutting Edge.
Okay. Have you already launched it somewhere?
No, not yet. I've used MailChimp at some point, and I think I've used the Email Octopus as well.
Okay. So when it comes to, again, the newsletter, right, I would usually, and the reason I say usually, give you those tools that I mentioned, majorly because they are custom built for newsletters. This does not mean you cannot use an Email Octopus to, you know, run your newsletter or a Brevo to run your newsletter. Do you understand? Now, if you're interested in analytics, I'm going to give you something extra in what I said. So in terms of analytics and integrations, Kit is recommendation number one. Analytics integrations, that would be the first recommendation, right? Because with Kit, you can integrate to other softwares that will help you with tracking. You can't really do that with Substack. Substack has its own internal tracking system, so it can help you see like the source, which is like if the person clicks directly or from LinkedIn. But with Kit, you can go deeper than that because you can integrate with like your Google Analytics. or any other analytics platform to be able to do deeper tracking beyond what they will give you, right? So if you want deeper analytics, definitely Kits is for you. Now, if you also still want deeper analytics, more than what Substack gives, then I'll say any email marketing tool that fits in your budget will also work. So the Email Octopus you mentioned can also be used. You will just not have some of the features that come with like newsletters, right? So remember that I said that there are platforms that are good for newsletters. Now, the other platform I could have mentioned for you was Beehive, but you want to look at the pricing because it will give you analytics, but you want to look at the pricing to see if that is within your budget, right? That's another good one. So the pricing, the difference between the first, the second, and the third price, well, I think I'll leave you to see it for yourself. So with that being said, I think I've given you like 4 instead of 3 recommendations, but definitely. So I'm putting Beehive last because of the pricing. It can give you what you want, but pricing is something that I think you want to look into. And I've seen people talk about when they come to that particular platform, right? So that's it. I hope this helps. All right. So now let's take questions. Let's take questions. If you have a question, just go ahead and raise your hand. We are now down to questions. What questions do you have? Go ahead, raise your hand. All right, Eguno, go ahead, ask your question.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you so much, Safaya, for the lecture so far. So my question is, I'm quite new to email marketing, so I'm still trying to get around different types of email marketing tools to use. But there's something I noticed when I was trying to set up one. They talked about that it would be better to use my domain instead of my main email address or a different email address that ends with Gmail so that it can reach out to more persons and it will not be flagged off. I've been having issues on getting like a domain for myself, and I don't know how to go about it. That's just it.
By the way, before we continue, let me give you a quick tip. Substack actually allows you send your emails when you sign up with your Gmail. They are going to create a domain for you, right? So they are going to give you a domain on their domain, a subdomain on their domain, which means you won't have to go through the process of getting a domain email. So Substack does that for you. Right, but I don't mention it as a key decision maker because I'm actually of the opinion that people should go ahead and get their domain.
But if I'm going to get a domain, like I don't know where I'm supposed to get a domain from.
Don't worry, I'm going to answer that. That's what I want to answer next. So when it comes to getting a domain, right, here's what you want to do. Based on Google, Yahoo, and you know all the inbox providers' best practices, we need to get a domain email to be able to do domain authentication and protect ourselves and ensure we have better delivery and deliverability of our emails. That is getting your emails to be delivered to the inbox and then getting it to be delivered not to spam, but to the actual inbox. Do you understand? Now, when we talk domain email, you can easily get a domain email. So what I usually advise people to do is buy a domain. So you go to Namecheap, you buy a domain. Now, when you buy the domain, you don't need to pay for a domain email. So when you buy that domain name, you go to your cPanel, right? And then you actually set up a free domain email there, right? So that's one way to go about it. You can also get a domain. And then if you use Google Workspace, when you connect it, you can now create that domain email on Google Workspace. So the one I currently have today, right, I got my domain on Namecheap and then I connected my domain to my Google Workspace because I pay for it. That's the paid plan monthly. And so I created my domain email on Google Workspace. Now, for one of my clients, what I did, she doesn't do Google Workspace. We got the domain on Namecheap. I went to the cPanel. cPanel is control panel. And maybe what I'll do is actually attach like links to how to do this, or maybe a video recording of how to do this, because I have a video on it actually, right? How to set up your domain email and do the domain authentication. So you go to the control panel, and then you set up that email there. So you don't get to pay extra after paying for the domain email. So that's how I usually recommend you go about it. I hope this answers your question.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome. So does any other person have a question? If you have a question, please raise your hand. So while I'm waiting to see if there are more questions, let's go ahead and do a vibe check. How do you feel currently, as opposed to when you started this class? How confident are you about choosing an email marketing tool for yourself and for your brand? Over 10, let me see in the chat. How confident are you? Come on, give me your answers in the chat. Over 10, how confident are you? 8/10, that's amazing. 9.5, oh my, that's a 10 over 10. That's absolutely great. I feel like I have achieved and I have checked off all the promises I made to each and every one of us when we started the challenge that led to this final class. So I see a 9/10. How many people have decided on what, if you've decided on what email marketing software or tool to use, go ahead and drop the name in the chat. Or you've decided on the one you want to explore, like do some research about before you finally sign up, go ahead and drop the, okay, someone says kids. Great. Go ahead and drop the name for me in the chat. I see 9/10. I see kids. Which other person has decided? What are you going back to research on? Which one do you want to follow through with? Go ahead, drop the name for me in the chat. And if you have enjoyed this class so far and you have found it useful, can I see some emojis and reactions? Because I want us to take it a step further. Emojis and reactions. Come on, give me some drum rolls. All right, somebody's hand is up. Is that for like another question? All right, so the hand has gone down. So I see it's not another question. So let's get feedback from you. I'm going to call one or two people. I want you to tell me how you feel, what this class has done for you, and what your next steps are. I haven't heard Zainab today. Zainab, do you want to go ahead and let me know how you feel? Hi, Zainab. So let me allow Zainab to finish. Zainab, go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. Although I joined very late, I just joined so that I'll be able to catch up and at least learn some things. But so far, I think I listened to the part where you talk about the different type, Substack and ConvertKit. That's the two that I can say that I heard very well because I joined like 30 minutes ago because I was on the road before. So I was hoping that there will be a replay where I can watch and also follow up.
Oh, that's fine. You definitely get one. You get one.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Safari.
You're welcome. All right. So who do I want to hear from? I want to hear from someone who has been here. So let me hear from, let's see. Fumi says 9/10 kids. Fumi, how has this session been for you? Just give us some feedback. I know you've told us the software you want to explore and you've given us a score, but I'd like to hear from you.
Hi, Dr. Safaya. Thank you very much for the section. It's been high-opening, I would say, though I'm an email marketer, but then, you know, this has opened my eye more to the power of email list and all of that. And I just love the way you broke everything down. So practical and... So the section is actually so beautiful. So I want to say a big thank you. Thank you very much. But I've learned a lot. And of course, I'm going all out for this. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad that you've been able to get a lot from it. All right. So let's move into the next thing, right? Because I want us to take this a step further. And I want to go ahead and give you an invite. Of course, we all know that there are many email marketing platforms out there and all of those amazing things. But beyond that, a lot of us are looking at what email marketing platform to use because we want to start and grow our list. We want to launch our list this year. We want to be able to send out emails. And from the feedback that I got, we are facing the challenges of knowing what to write, knowing how to grow the list, knowing how to even get people by, you're wondering, if I start my email list, would they even read it? Would people even sign up? Okay, how will I know what to write? How will I ensure that my emails will convert? How do I ensure that I am going to be consistent? Which is why I want to give you a very special invite today, right? So if you're ready for my invite, go ahead and give me some drum rolls. Give me some drum rolls. Can I see your emojis? Drop some reactions for me. Let me see those reactions. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Go ahead and keep them coming. If you are among the people who are wondering, who want to start and grow their list, right? You're a business owner, you want to start and grow your list. You don't know what to write in your emails. You're struggling with consistency and time. You're afraid that nobody will even sign up. You are wondering if they will even read the emails you send, and you desire support and so much more. I want to welcome you and invite you to the Start and Grow Club. Now, the Start and Grow Club is where business owners who want to be consistent with email marketing and grow their list every month get the support they desire. So what does this look like? This is a quarterly membership, right? And this membership is going to give you the following things. So let me go ahead and zoom in so that you can see even better what it is that we are looking at, right? So with this particular membership, it has two options. You can zoom in your screen to see further, but I'll read it out for you. It has the option A, which is the subscription plan. And then it also has the option B, which is the membership option. So with this membership, I'll tell you what you get, and then I'll tell you what comes with subscription, option A and option B. Quarterly, we have a retreat. Now, this retreat is a brainstorming session. We're going to audit, ideate, brainstorm, and plan your email marketing strategy for the quarter, right? Earlier today, I got off a call with somebody where we did her strategy in 1 hour. And this is something that she would have spent so much time trying to figure out, watching videos to be able to come up with something that works. So we'll have a retreat. It'll be live, a live virtual meeting where we'll go ahead and plan your strategy for the quarter, right? Because I believe in 90-day sprints for consistency. We also have quarterly list growth challenges where there will be prizes to be won. You want to grow your list. We want to encourage you and ensure you actually do it. We're also going to be providing you opportunities that will help you grow your list. Now, each month, after we've done the quarterly planning, we'll have 4 major things that you get. Number one is the Send This Emails Pack, which is a pack of monthly emails, 12 monthly emails, that come with subject lines. Now, this is not emails like you know it, because I don't want all of you writing the same thing. But this is a prompt that gives you the goal. It goes ahead to also tell you how to write the email. So it will tell you, oh, for this particular email, right? This is the goal. This is how you should put the subject line. So the subject line says, ask a question and add an emoji, right? So the question Anita will ask will be different from the question that Priya will ask, so to say. Do you understand? So it gives you those formats so that you can actually write your email. It tells you how to start the email. So start by saying, do this, 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 this. Then do. So it gives you that step by step. So when you want to write, you're not thinking, where do I want to start from? You already have guidelines for each email. And you get 12 of these frameworks with a video to show you how to use it and samples. Then you have the monthly list growth plan. So quarterly is a challenge. Monthly, you have, these are 3 ways you can grow your email list this month, and we want to hold you accountable. You have a co-working call, which is where you get to create your emails, write them, review them with our email team. So we're going to be having an email team that will help you answer questions and put you through. You have a second call, with Dr. Sapphire, where you get to ask anything. So if you have questions, you want to discuss your strategy further, you want to get updates on best practices, this is the strategy call. Now, there is a private support community because conversations need to go on. People need to be able to get help at any time of the day, irrespective of location. We are also going to be giving you some bonuses. The Launch Your List workbook for people who are starting their email list from scratch. The 6-week Start and Grow Challenge. And this is to go from idea to your first 100 subscribers. During the Lead Magnet in a Week Challenge, some of you created, you know, you landed on what your lead magnet is. Now we are saying, let's go from zero to your first 100 subscribers in 6 weeks, and let's do it together. That's the Start and Grow Challenge. You also get complimentary 45 minutes one-on-one Voxer chats and discounted Done For You services if need be, right? Now, all of these things with the subscription plan, you don't get the quarterly aspect of it. You get the email pack, you get the list growth plan, and you get the Launch Your List workbook. But with the membership plan, you get the community and every other thing. And so it's quarterly to ensure that you're able to build that habit of consistency. So the subscription plan A is $35,000 per quarter, right? You can divide that by three to have an idea. And the membership plan is $60,000 per quarter. Now, because we are doing the founding members launch, which is the very first time and first edition of the Start and Grow Club, we are giving you a 40% off discount. And so you get the subscription plan at $21,000. And you get the membership plan at $36,000. Now, let me tell you something that I haven't mentioned here. Because we want to give you accountability, I didn't just solve the problem of what emails you should write by saying, get the send these emails pack, how to grow your list growth plan and list growth challenge. If you're stuck and you need help, private community. I went further to ensure that you actually implement and do. The problem you struggle with consistency is because you don't have accountability. And so for the option B, we're also adding in what we call the get it done week, right? That week is the week that we are going to push you hard to ensure that your email marketing plan for the month, for the next 4 to 5 weeks, is completed in that week so that you have your emails scheduled, written, scheduled, and sending, and you rest the remaining weeks because you have done the hard lifting with us. And that will put you on your way to consistency. If what I've said so far sounds exciting and sounds like something that you would like to check out, can I see your reactions and your emojis in the chat? Because I want to tell you even more about what it is that you will get when we go ahead with the Start and Grow plan. Okay, so can I see those reactions? Go ahead and give me some celebrations because I want to show you some extra things that you will also get as well. Can you keep those images coming? Yes, thank you. So now let's look at what else there is to the Start and Grow Club. Remember, I said that this is for business owners who want and desire to be consistent and to grow their list month on month, and they want support, right? So let's look at it practically. So you can see that this is the Start and Grow Club. This is the quarterly plan for subscription, which is mostly the emails, and the community, which includes the private support. And you see that when you sign up, you get to see the club policy, you're onboarded, and there's a 5-minute checklist. You get access to the quarterly deliverables, which includes the retreats, the strategy doc, and the list growth challenge. And of course, the monthly deliverables, which includes send these emails for the month, list growth plan for the month, and the 36X monetization plan, so that you don't just send emails, but you also know how to monetize. You're also getting the Get It Done week, which is the week we push you to ensure that you are consistent. Private community, milestones and celebrations, feedback, and our bonus section, which also comes with a template hub. Now, the reason for all of this is so that you can be consistent with email marketing and grow your list every month through support. Okay, now you have 15 days, 3 hours and 25 minutes to lock in on the founding members plan. And all of this content you see below would be released August 11, and you'll get the notification in your email. However, registration will close 11:59 p.m. on the 10th of August. So from now till 10th of August, we're already counting down, and you see the timer is moving here, 15 days, 3 hours, 25 minutes, and that will soon drop to 24 minutes because the membership closes. And once it closes, it doesn't open till the next quarter. Do you understand? And so if you want to join the Start and Grow Club, we're going to be putting the link in the community. It's in the chat, it's already there, and it will be in the community as well. Now, I want to know if anybody has any questions so far about the Start and Grow Club. Just to mention, you can cancel at any time. We don't offer refunds. The payment is quarterly. And if you lock in the founding members 40% off, that is what you will pay for as long as you're in the membership. So if you're here till next year, while other people will pay the original price, you will still be paying the founding members price. So let me know, does anybody have any question for me so far? Any questions? Oh, your hand is raised. Goodness, Messi, go ahead. You want to say something? Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much for the Lead Magnet in a Week challenge. I really appreciate, and it gave me like more, even though I'd already launched my list, yeah, like I told you, but it has made me going to like rethink my welcome sequence, you know, and I'm trying to rework on it. And also, in fact, during the process of things, I even got the strategy because I had abandoned my list for like 2 or 3 weeks now. So, but I was able to get a strategy, and as of today, I already have what is mapped out. I'm sending to my list next week. Thank you so much for that. Then I wanted to ask again, when will the quiz be completely ready? And when can we check it out again?
All right. So the quiz will be completely ready within the week. We're going to send an email and drop a notification for us once it's ready, so that anybody who wants to go use it to do the assessment can do it and also get access to the full report. So you will get an email notifying you once it's fully ready.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Any final questions? Go ahead, Hope.
Hi, Safira. Thank you so, so much, because this has been an eye-opening section, and I have learned so much. Especially in the aspect of the lead magnet session, how to create that. And I really learned a lot. And I am appreciating you for doing this with us for free. Yes, for free, because I know a lot of coaches, a lot of people that has this idea wouldn't even dare to even teach this for free. So I appreciate you, and I say God bless you. Thank you so much. And for every of my colleagues here, thank you so much for taking your time to learn this. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any final questions? All right. So if there are no questions, how many people are going to go check out the Start and Grow Club? Can I see your yes or I in the chat? If you're going to check out the Start and Grow Club, can I see an I in the chat? Just drop an I. Just drop a message for me in the chat. Let's see that. Oh, I see somebody giving me an emoji. That's good. Who else is going to check out the Start and Grow Club? Okay. That's good. Everything you need to know will be there. I see a hi. That's good. I look forward to seeing each and every one of you in the Start and Grow Club. We started with the Lead Magnet in a Week challenge. In 1 week, you have been able to create your lead magnet, be able to create your welcome sequence, be able to create your list growth plan, and of course, decide on what email marketing tool you should use. Imagine what we can do when we have 90 days together of accountability, support, and your own email marketing team right in your corner. With that being said, we have come to the end of this particular class, and also to the end of the Lead Magnet in a Week challenge. I'm excited for all that we have done in this period. And my goal is that beyond just attending this, you're able to implement and actually give your 100%. And so we're going to be following you up with accountability and support to ensure that you don't just stop, start, but you also finish and go next level. And so look out for the form that I'll be put in the community where we'll be tracking your list growth to be able to at least celebrate you. And also we'll be closing the community after a period. So use this opportunity to ask all the questions you have. Until next time, thank you for joining us on this challenge, and do share your feedback in the community. Go ahead, give us a testimonial in the community. We want to go to social media and tell everybody this is what we achieved. This is how people joined the challenge. This is how they left. They walked away with this. So just go quickly into WhatsApp now and drop your feedback for us in the community. Have a great rest of your day, and don't forget to sign up for the Start and Grow Club.